pues.
Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast, the English voice of Milan fans all over the world, with your hosts, Vinny T and Stevie P.
Benvenuti nella casa della
Milan! Giroud si gira, sinistro, rete, col capolavoro di Olivier Giroud!
Mignon with another magical save!
To Costa, del numero 19.
Leao carica il mancino. Eccolo qua, Rafa Leao.
Il Milan è campione d'Italia.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome yet to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan. Not winning against Salernitana Milan, but Champions League qualifying Milan. It is not Stevie P. It is Fabio. It is Vinny T here. We got a collaboration this week. Guys, let me know. The microphone is away. Present is, you know, he's going to. As soon as this podcast is ended, Fabio's going to send me the. Vinny, your microphone. You got to keep it closer to you and everything. But. Fabio, how are we doing, man? Thanks for joining. I see you did not get a haircut yet. You got still the slick back hair. What's going on, buddy?
No, I got a haircut like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. It's a, you know,
listen, you're so Italian.
They took care of their business midweek, but this is why we say hold your comments about what we say what other teams have done, because until we play, until we handle our business, what was out there putting the Maloik out there. And that's exactly what happened to us today. I wasn't happy, man. I don't know what to feel about this Milan. They give us these highs, and then we come back to the low. So I'm
sorry. By the way, this is the intro. You're already talking about your feelings. This is not Stevie P. I need to, like, Jesus Christ. Like, okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not happy, Vinny. All right?
I'm not happy. Right, I don't get it. Okay, let's take this step by step. First off, we need to make some announcements here. Right?
That's true.
Before we talk about the FIFA tournament, March 31st, I'm going to be walking out of my house into my 2011 Chevrolet Cruze black and red. And I'm going to be driving down to Meriden, Connecticut to see my Azia Malina, because it's been a while I haven't seen Azia Malina. And then on Sunday, they're going to bring me to New Haven, Connecticut to... Utreno, back to downtown, come si dice, New York. And Fabio, I'm going to meet you for the first time.
Yes.
I'm going to meet Compare Franco from New York for the first time. I'm going to be coming to watch Milan-Napoli April 2nd with you guys. Is my Canadian money good over there? That's what I need to know.
Of course it is. Of course it is. You just got to get that currency exchange. But yeah, you're going to feel very at home. I promise you. When you come and you see the football factory and the environment that the Milan club there has week in, week out, you might be making plans to change countries. That's all I'm saying. Because when you get a Milan experience like what you get down there at the football factory, I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'm expecting a red carpet from Milan Club New York when I come in, like Ric Flair, dun, 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 woo! And I'm going to walk in. You know what? Because I'm coming to New York, I know we're going to be winning this game. I can't say the same thing about Salernitana, but we're going to be talking about this today. So, yes, Milan Club New York, I will see you guys on April 2nd, Fabio, we're going to be doing the pictures, the selfies.
Yes, of course.
And I hope Franco, like, you know, he's a school teacher. I hope he doesn't, you know, tell me, what are you doing? Are you drinking too much? Whatever. I'm not going to be driving. Listen, all good. I'm not embarrassed.
The man on the megaphone, man. He's keeping the party lively there. Don't worry.
And by the way, Presidente said that if I behave, he's giving me an allowance.
Me
right now he's at $5 Canadian, which might buy me a glass of water. Let's see later that, but guys,
maybe a cafe earlier, you know.
Milan Club New NYC Fabio and myself, we will be there April 2nd. And I want to just start off with some good news. Speaking of, well, it's not really good news, Fabio. You know, Presidente, he's been, you know, hard at work, very, very busy today. Wasn't able to do his thumbnails and everything. But, you know, Presidente is very, he's very involved with the FIFA tournament, with the foundation. Fabio, can you talk to me what happened this week with the tournament?
Well, he was representing. I don't know if he's representing the Montreal club or if it's Milan Weekly Podcast. Our beloved Presidente is representing us with this FIFA tournament, but he got to play Dom in Philly. And well, listen, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. He ended up losing over two legs, 7-0. So poor Presidente not find the 7-0. All right. There were other more lopsided losses, but you know, Presidente. But listen, that's it. It's a two knockout kind of tournament that they do. So Presidente is going to have another chance. He has a big game coming up this week. He's going to be playing Anthony Torgrud from Semper Milan. We're going to be doing a special Twitch stream with it. I'm going to be on there. Madison's going to be on there giving us a little color commentary to these two guys battling out. But Presidente, we're not going to let him go out like that. So I went. I didn't have any.
You've been training him.
I've been trying to train him on the low. I just bought FIFA 23. I'm trying my best. Unfortunately, I beat him both games. He still has not scored a goal yet.
How are you going to help him? He's got an Atari controller with a red button and the joystick.
I promised him there'd be a really special spreadsheet at the end if he gets a goal. So hopefully he's going to get there pretty soon. But we're going to get him in tip-top shape before we get to the midweek game against Torgrud. So hopefully Presidente can make us proud. But I got smoked in this tournament, so I can't say anything else.
All right. So, guys, thank you for everybody that has joined the Fondazione Milan, the FIFA tournament. And we will see what Presidente does next week. But again, he says he's got two sons. He's got a share to play. He's got no time. He's got no time, poor Presidente.
His gamer tag is...
what's his gamer tag? Tell us what his gamer tag is.
MCM Presidente. So don't give me this joke.
He likes to call himself Presidente.
I mean, this is not his kid's PlayStation. This is his. He's got to get a little better. Come on, Presidente. We believe in you, buddy.
All right. So we went through a hell of a week, Fabio. We went through losing to Fiorentina, coming out miraculously, and I'm not going to say miraculously, making the Champions League quarterfinals, and in a position where we're playing the last game of Serie A, Salernitana today, 1-1. And you know what? I'm going to give my addition right now. You fucking Milan fans that want to celebrate when Inter loses, shut your fucking mouths. Okay? Shh. Manca una parola. Shut your mouths. And you know what? I go to the bar. Mikey, my buddy, Interista, Tony, even there's a bartender there, Interista. I didn't say a word. I just walked in. Hi, how are you? I didn't say a word because I know. So that's my indigestion. Fuck you, Milan fans, for talking about all this fucking shit. That's my indigestion. But Fabio, in a week where kind of everybody lost in this kind of, you know, in this race, how did you see this game, or how did you prepare for this game?
Well, I naively, like everybody else, thought, we got this in the bag, right? We were on this high, which is what a lot of 2023 has been about. We get these couple of moments where we feel really, really high, and then our team brings us right back down. So it's really, what is the consistency of this team? Is there any consistency? Are we really getting into any kind of form? I mean, it's been baffling the mind to see the way they play today. And what has happened to our best player? Leao doesn't seem like he has the heart in him. And I don't support what happened today, which is taking him off early. I don't care. I want this kid on the field the full 90. And what I saw today was that a Milan maybe was still too high at making the next round, when in all honesty, you needed to be focused on the prize at hand, which is every game in front of you.
Fabio, the only reason you're talking about Leao that way is because we have nobody on the bench. Because I'm sorry, I have no problem with him asking for the money that he's asking. I got no problem with that. But on games like this,
you got to.
And let's be honest, even against Tottenham, he didn't do anything. Nothing. Right? So if you're going to ask this kind of money, you need to show up. And I don't know if it's the body language or we got some spam. We got the Twitch spam. That's very nice. But in the end, Fabio, this is a disappointment to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Salernitana coming back 1-1. And am I wrong by saying we didn't deserve to win? Is there anything that we did today that we deserve to win?
I'll tell you what. The difference between a win and a tie today was Kalulu's elbow being in the wrong place at the wrong time. If that stupid elbow's not there where he prevents the ball from crossing the line, we win this game. The problem is that we got that goal off what I thought a very mediocre first half. Mm-hmm. Not even mediocre. I think it was underachieving. It was not well. Most of the passes and crosses that we were doing, we're not finding. We got lucky at the end that Giroud was able to put a header in. Finally, he's been trying to Benacer the whole time on every corner in the first half. He's trying to put it into the near post. Couldn't get it one time. And finally, the last play, whoop, gets it in. We go in, we're happy, we're feeling good, 1-0. And then immediately, we let them get it back within the first, 3 minutes of the second half. And that striker on their team, Dia, he was trouble all day, man. Yeah, he had fire in him that I felt like we were lacking.
It's just frustrating for me to you always have to give respect to the opponent. Don't get me wrong. But from qualifying from a Champions League, right?
Yeah.
To playing at home against, I'm sorry, fucking Salernitana. Jesus fuck. I'm sorry. I'm pissed off. Because
as we should be.
You know, I don't want to be that guy that goes, well, if I would have asked you 3 weeks ago, would you have taken Fiorentina loss, if Fiorentina tie and the Champions League passage? Yes, you would have said. No, I don't want to be that guy today. I really don't want to be that guy. And in a week like today, everybody lost. And I'm not talking about Scudetto. Yeah. Guys, let's be honest. Nobody's fucking winning the Scudetto other than Napoli, right? It's just. And you know what? Don't give me the Juventus is going to get us 15 points back. Listen to me very fucking carefully. Listen to me. Even if they had their 15 points back, don't tell me that Juve would be playing the exact same way that they're playing right now, 15 points over or not, because it's a completely different game. You're in second place now. You're battling for... So don't give me that fucking bullshit. If you get your 15 points back, that's fine. I don't know, but don't tell me that, well, if we were 15 points, we're second place. Yeah, you'd be in second place, but I don't think you'd be playing all these wins, and because there's a different kind of pressure when you're playing second place, third place, fourth place. Anyways, I'm just disappointed, Fabio. Milan per sempre, but it's frustrating. Any players in specific frustrate you today?
Well, Leao. Extremely frustrating. Extremely frustrating. You expect more from a guy who's asking, like Carlos saying in the chat, he's asking for the big bucks. But you know what? Where are you when we need you, man? Now, I know people, the book is out on Leao now. Double him, make Milan do something else. But he doesn't seem to even be making the right runs. And one thing that really bothers me is, again, we've gone back to this Diaz, right? Diaz's whole thing is that there's nobody better behind him. So he has to play. He has to start. Because CDK is not
worthy. He didn't play bad today. He didn't play bad today. He had a couple of good plays. I have to admit that. From what I saw, a couple of good passes. I don't know if it's me trying to look at the positive of things.
Diaz is always the same thing with this guy, man. He makes a couple of good passes, but then he holds on to the ball too long. He tries to, maneuver his way between two or three defenders, and he just gets tossed. You know, every once in a while, that'll be effective, but once or twice out of 10, 11 games, is just too much. It's too much to not do nothing. We have other plays. The problem is that we're all so like preoccupied about this idea. Finally, our defense is back. Our back three looks good. We have our goalkeeper back. And yeah, and we're going to mention him because the goalkeeper is the reason. I don't want to hear about Leal being our best player. Mike Mignon is our best player. He is the best in the world. There is no goalkeeper better than him.
He's been standing on his head. He's
amazing. And the last-ditch effort that he made where he somehow miraculously got that ball away from the guy going one-on-one after Chow has a brain fart. I mean, Mike doesn't take a week off. Leal has gone away in 2023.
And I think I think Mañá is that I was rewatching Champions League highlights, and it's like you don't remember as much after watching the match. Like, then you're like, holy shit, man. Holy fuck, what kind of save that was? And even today, and we should be in no position to be battling against Salernitana. But it is what it is. Fabio, we got Udinese on Saturday, right? Look, you want to talk about Juventus 15 points or not? The battle is for top four. Yes, by the way, guys, before I get into it, this week on the channel, Wednesday, no coast to coast. You guys will be going on live on Friday
for the
draw. On Thursday, we'll have the local soccer show. But, you know, is this a side effect of qualifying for the quarterfinals? Because it could be. But then again, if you don't keep on performing, you ain't making Champions League next year.
Right now, the way we look, and we have to be honest with ourselves, it doesn't look like we're going to. We're sitting right there by a point in fourth place. We don't know what's going to happen with Juve. If, God forbid, they do get their points back, that's going to push us to the Europa League. And we don't want to be a Europa League team. I know Gio somewhere is saying, what kind of project are we doing? Because that's going backwards. Milan fans don't want to play in Europa or in the Bonsai League of the other one, the Confederations, whatever the hell it's called.
Roma or European Champions.
You know what? Forget. We need to be very careful about what we do going forward. The problem is, and this is like, it's always the way it's been with Milan. We can't all be clicking at the same time, right? How it always is. Our defense looks better, and then our offense now has disappeared. 2023 has been offensively horrendous. Horrendous. I don't think we've scored like more than one goal in any game, have we? I can't even remember right now. It feels like everything's so blown out of
proportion. It's been a while.
Maybe 2-0 in one game, but we haven't had an outburst of goals, 4 goals, 5 goals. We can't score goals like that. Our top goal scorers, Leal's not doing anything. Giroud's the only one that scores. Giroud's the only one that scores goals for us. And Bennacer and Tonali, why weren't they playing today at the same time? Why did Tonali get in the game with like 4 minutes left to go? What the hell is the guy going to do?
But let's be honest. Tonali hasn't been at his tip-top shape, so I don't have a problem with him resting. And I'm sorry. It's fucking Salernitana. Salernitana. We shouldn't be
16th place team. What the hell is wrong with this team? Every year we cannot take care of the bottom five teams.
So, Fabio, let me ask you. Who's your top of the game?
Minkia. Bennacer. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Not Bennacer.
No, I was going to say Bennacer myself, but go ahead.
Magic Mike. All right?
Yeah.
Magic Mike, not only does he bring the big bucks on the blockbusters and his sequels, Magic Mike goes out there and makes miraculous plays. And again, if he didn't make that play, we're probably in big trouble. We probably lose this game 2-1. And, you know, that he's my top.
I like it.
He's my top probably for the rest of the year until Leal wakes up.
And by the way, before I forget it, because you know he's going to let us know, happy birthday, Facebook Frank.
Hey,
God forbid we forget. Facebook Frank is at the Maple Leafs game right now with his daughter. Happy birthday, buddy. Udinese on Saturday. Then we got a 2-week break when I come to New York and I grace you with my presence. We are going to have a couple of daddy sodas, as they say on the streets. I think this is what the
Grandpa's old cough medicine. That's what they say.
Grandpa's old cough medicine. I like it. In the end, Fabio, let me ask you, looking at the last week, losing Fiorentina, qualifying for a quarterfinals of Champions League, and tying Salernitana. How do you feel?
I feel like I'm going through like a bout of depression. I'm up one day, down one day. You know, like, again, what was great about it is that, like, we made an achievement that we haven't done in so long, right? But now we're regressing in a different area. And it just feels like this is – we're not being sustainable right now because we need to get top four. The question is, are we going to start getting to a point where we want to switch management because we don't make top four? Are we going to start questioning how much money we spend because we don't make top four? Then the whole atmosphere and the 1 year that we got, that we finally clicked, things worked out, we win a Scudetto, a miracle Scudetto, as some say. But what happens going forward? Because right now, I feel like we're not a dominant team. Napoli looks like a dominant team.
Yes.
And every once in a while, even if we're running well for like 80 minutes, there's still that 10 minutes that we can fall asleep and everything starts to fall apart. That's what it feels like. Well, defensively, we've been solid, but now our offense is nowhere to be found. And all of a sudden, it's really putting us in a bad spot. Tying to Salernitana, and we had ties towards the end of last season that made it very difficult towards the end. But this didn't feel like it was a worthy tie. It felt like maybe we should have lost the game, but we could have won the game. I guess we should be happy with the point. It's like, it makes you feel like, is there progress going on? And God forbid we get drawn somebody that's a heavy hitter. Is everybody going to still be like still on a positive high? So that's where I'm going.
It's a frustrating time for Milan fans and, you know, looking at the last week that it was, but I wanted to take the time to talk to you about something particular. And there was a heated discussion in the Milan Club Montreal chat today. Mm-hmm. About Stevie P. Thank you, Stevie P. I know he's off today, but he sent us a great video that had Uncle Jerry on an hour YouTube video, if you look it up. And they're talking about sports and investment. And I learned a lot. I really learned a lot. And some guys were messaging about Cardinal, he's not going to spend a dollar. He's a fucking cheapskate, whatever. And he's talking about a project, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this, where the frustration from people about this new ownership, does it come from, because this is the way I think, Fabio, if Cardinale was here in 2011, nobody would be saying a word, because the project would have started from there. Look, we're starting from scratch. We're going to get there. It's going to take some years, but it's going to get there. Is it from us being used to money? Is it us being frustrated from spending $280 fucking million dollars with Fassoni Mirabelli for... I'm going to talk about those players.
Yeah, I know.
I just have a frustration where some people will talk about Milan and the ownership without actually listening and reading about the guy. You know what? He didn't know we had seven Champions League. That's fine. This guy's not here about the history of Milan. This guy's here about bringing us back on top. Now, does the problem lie on us thinking too old school? Or... Mm-hmm. Open your fucking horizons.
I think it's more of that. Look, you would want to know that the owner knows about their history of the club that they've purchased.
Understood.
Right? That you would want to know. But it's also, too, Cardinal has not been very forthcoming. You know, he ghosted us for a few months after the big hurrah of bringing him in the first place.
But so, is he ghosting us because you're used to Berlusconi? You got to think about that, right? Like, you got to look at it the other side. Like, you know, an owner of a team, we were always used to Berlusconi at the practices, whatever, and Yong Hong Lee that he showed up a couple of times. You know, how many times did the owners of the Red Sox show up at the games?
That's true.
But how many times did the owners of the Yankees show up at the games?
I mean, they're assumed that they're there, but it's not necessarily they're on camera in the stands. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. Different sports in America are a little different because the owners are all out in the public. But Adam
says it. If he only cares about the bit, what is wrong with that?
That's nothing wrong with it. But the thing is that, you know, after you win a Scudetto, you're bringing more money and funds into the club. It just felt like we didn't do the amount of things to invest in keeping this culture that we just built up over 3 years. We got to the pinnacle. But instead of staying there and figuring out how you can stay there in an easier way, like Milan Man is saying, we just did everything backwards lately.
But
we're talking again about renewing players in the middle of the season.
Listen to me very carefully. I like to be the devil's advocate. If Milan last year won the Scudetto, right? Made X amount of dollars. But this year, not going to win the Scudetto. Made it further in Champions League, made more money. Where does kind of, that's what I'm trying to say, guys. It's like, you know, you guys want to complain about the Coppa Italia being a Final Four. Oh my God. Guys, things need to fucking change here. We're talking about in the dinosaur, things need to change. So I'm not saying it's the right decision. I'm saying it's like, let's wait and see. You want to complain about the old school mentality. You want to complain about, you know, like, oh, the dynamic. Here's somebody that comes out and says, let's try something different. And even the Final Four. You know what, guys? I like the fucking Final Four.
All right. Well, I'm glad you mentioned it because that's my indigestion of the week.
Why is this? Here we go. Okay.
All right. First of all, why are you increasing this an extra two games? What's the purpose? Just for money. That's it. All right.
Okay, stop right there. What do you complain about City all the time? We don't make no money. We're not exposed to fucking the world. Now we're going to make a tournament and make some more money.
It's going to Saudi Arabia, which I don't know if you saw the footages of last time they went to Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia's paying us.
Yes, they pay, but people don't go there to watch the game. The stadium wasn't full for Inter versus Milan. Bring it to somewhere out what has it, where you can invest and build the whole league in general. But it's not even that. If that's how you think you're going to build the league by taking money from Saudi Arabia to go play an extra two games over there, when you should be helping your country build new stadiums, have new infrastructure, so the teams look more appealable to these different players. But how are we going to
do that? We're fucking cheap bastards. Let's take the money from Saudi Arabia, right?
And then they're going to line their pockets and go to Boonga Boonga parties, and it's not going to come back
to
the
league.
But
it's a change, Fabio. It's a change. Is it not?
I mean, they went there already. This is just, they're changing for two extra games. That's not, again, it's like you're making millimeter changes when you need a mile change. You know what I'm saying? You're doing little things to almost clot the blood a little bit, but you're still bleeding from other parts, man. That's all I'm saying. Listen, I would pray. You want to do a four games or best of four, whatever the hell is Final Four? Bring it over here to the States so we can actually see a game of some value.
March Madness over there in the States. This is fucking shit. The same way. You know what? I'm going to take it to podcast question. And by the way, Shane, I love it. Guys, this is the way I post it on Patreon. Might as well post it now, but I'm sure we'll have more questions after the game. It's Vinny, Fabio, and Gio tonight. Gio couldn't make it. Leave us your question. I'm going to repeat. It's Vinny, Fabio, and Gio tonight. Leave us your question below. Shane, question for Steve. What teams would you least like to face in the next round of the Champions League and why? Shane is a drunk. He's an Irishman living
in better China. Not have shaved. He promised he wasn't going to shave.
He promised he didn't shave. We're gonna ask him. But which teams, Fabio, would you least like to... Okay, let's get Bayern Munich out of the way.
Bayern, Real, and I'd have to say probably just because of their form, Benfica, I'd like to avoid. Anybody else?
You know what
I
like
know
to
even
fucking...
Man City's out
no,
there.
No, you know what I'd like to avoid? Inter and Napoli. That's what I like to fucking avoid.
That's true.
Because they know us, right? And Bayern Munich and Presidente sent us a nice little tweet about, like, you know, like an actual Bayern fans, like, you know, they have our numbers. They've beaten us in the past. Don't give me Napoli and don't give me Inter. It would be nice to beat Inter or Napoli, but it would be even nicer to beat Bayern Munich or Real Madrid. But those are... was it Saudi Arabia as one of the worst? It's shameful to play here just because of the money. Okay, Civil War is giving us some comments there, but it's all about the money.
But here, we don't talk about politics, all right? Because we have people who listen to our podcast from Saudi Arabia. Again, it's nothing against Saudi Arabia. I'm just saying there are other aspects and other places of the world that they could have this kind of three-game tournament that they want to do for the Copa, for the Super Copa, that can help grow our brand. Again, even if they played it in England, if they play in the United States, if they play it in Canada, grow what's going on. When they go to Saudi Arabia, it's a money grab and only there. It's the same thing if they were doing in Qatar. It's just a money grab. It's not to help grow the
sport. I don't care. Class. Give us some money. We need money, Syria. Look at our fucking stadiums. They suck a shit. Anyways. So Shane, please read the questions next time. Alex says, frustrating one, boys, as Milan, when you see the teams drop points this weekend, how do you not get up for this game? Napoli is 18 points in front and playing every game like it means everything, and we look like we're out for Sunday morning men's pickup game. Do you guys think we are underperforming, or are we just playing to this team's real potential? I like what he said is that Napoli, I'm not saying I watched every single Napoli game, but it does seem that they're playing that it matters every single time. What do you say to Alex's question? Is it, are we underperforming, or we're just playing to our potential?
Yeah. No, we're underperforming, guys. We are the defending champions, okay? We have champions on our starting 11. We have guys that have won a Champions League on the starting 11. There's no excuse to honestly play down to a Salernitana. The problem is that these teams bring their best when they see Milan on the other side. When they come to the San Siro, they're not scared of us. They want to play up to our level because of the atmosphere, the prestige of beating Milan. That's why they do it. And we always come up short because our guys are getting lackadaisical now. Last year, they had the fire, the way Napoli has the fire this year. Now, it's a little bit, this stupid World Cup in the middle of the season definitely didn't help us. But Leao thought he was the man, got the call up, went there, came back, hasn't done shit, right? So Giroud's tired. Teo was tired for a little bit coming back. It was going to be a tough season. But for us, we're still underperforming. Besides the fact we missed our best player half the season.
Ryan says, hey, guys, this was another dismal display for Milan. For fuck's sake, so why does this team still have no answers against a team playing with a low block? There were no patterns of play at all as we were chasing the game. Spalletti still not work on the situation with the team. The lack of coherent offensive is really frustrating to watch. And also, how did we draw this game when we were up 1-0? Why didn't we just defend the lead? Ryan, it's hard to say. It's just, I don't know.
Defend the lead. They gave up the goal in the first 5 minutes of the second half. You can defend the lead for 45 minutes? I mean, come on. You got to go at them. I'm sorry, Vinny. Go ahead.
No. You're right. And look, they're talking to me like made history with the club. Sorry you put yourself through that. Yes. I definitely did. But, you know, it's just, I don't know why today, if it was at Salernitana, I think I would have understood the result more. Guys, you're coming off a Champions League qualification for the first time in fucking 12 years. You're playing Salernitana at home. There's no excuses. There's no fucking excuses.
They were on the high. They were on the high, which, in all retrospect, yes, I understand Wednesday night, me and Gio were extremely happy. We're on cloud nine. But the fact that we didn't score a goal should have just told us, look, we're not up to that level that we should be. You know, our defense got better, but the offense needs to get better. And this better be something that's immediately addressed in the goddamn summer.
What do you say to Fujis and Funyan saying, like, we should be laid back with the back four and not a Magic Mike is back? That's a good point.
I felt like today they were kind of doing that because they were playing Kalulu so far out on the right side, and he was making a lot of runs on the right side and trying to put a couple of crosses in. So for me, I feel like they can organically get back to that with playing Chao and Tomori as the two center backs on that side. The real thing is that we need something from our cam and from our right wing, and we're not getting it. We're not. We played salad. We got no goals. We didn't even get to see the DHL driver today. Florenzi finally got some time.
Hey, if you want to
come back, you know, he put one good cross immediately that CDK didn't do anything with. But my own question is that are we starting to get frustrated? Why can't we see Adley? Give him a chance. We're going to keep going back to the well with the same players over and over again. But this is the thing about Pioli that drives me crazy. I don't know if he's a good enough coach to sustain what we want. I think we need to start seriously thinking about who could be the replacement for possibly next season.
What would a different coach would have done, Fabio? Seriously,
different
I'm
going to
take it with
trying
you.
To play
well,
a different,
no, I'm going to take know, it with you.
I don't know.
What would he have done? Put Rebic instead of fucking Leao? What would he have done?
No. I'll never ask that.
No, I'm sorry, Fabio. You guys talk about Pioli. Pioli what? What did you want to bring on? Messias for Salamakers. What did
sometimes
you,
like, DHL delivers. Me. Sometimes
Lazetic
it doesn't.
For fucking Giroud.
He's not even on the gear.
But I'm just saying. But that's my whole point. What did you want? What did you want him to do?
Did you agree with all the subs today? Did you think there were proper subs?
Give me a better sub.
Okay. Do you want to see Origi instead of Leao? You thought?
Give me a better sub. Give me a better sub.
Leave Leao in the game. That's already a better sub. I would have tried to play. I hate Krunic on the left.
Give me a better.
No, not Krunic. But I'm just saying, I wouldn't have taken Leao out. I would have rolled him and made him play the full 90. He wasn't playing well. I know it's like get him off the field then, but he's our best and most dynamic player. You don't take him off. We're not playing during the week or anything like that. Just let him fucking play.
All right, fine. Leave Leao. What do you do?
I'm sorry to say this.
Tell me.
It really, really hurts me. All right? Zlatan's time is over, guys. It's over. He came in for even more time than he's ever. But Zlatan, again, he just doesn't have it. Should be ashamed for us to actually have to say, and he has to go through it. It's you're past your prime. You're hurt. You came off a big injury. You should have just took an assistant manager job or something like that, because we put him on and we're not getting anything. Origi's never a good answer. I would never say Origi.
Zlatan is better than fucking Origi, and I'm going to leave 100%. It at that. Zlatan is a good super sub right now. So I'm not going to say, but, and again, you guys want to talk about Pioli. What do you want to do? Call back.
Gianpaolo.
Maldini. Call back Maldini from fucking Spezia and come back into the game. Speaking of Spezia, you know what? We're going to move on to this one here. Liban Youssef likes the trumpets, and we're going to give it to him again. And the trumpets. This is the game that I told you guys to shut the fuck up. Because
I agree.
Spezia at home beating Inter. It was nice to watch. I don't know if you were able to watch, Fabio.
I saw the highlights. I got to watch it after.
I was watching this one, and it's like, even when they tied up 1-1, I'm like, Inter is losing this game. They're fucking losing this game. And kudos to Spezia winning on this one. Inter is going through their downfall right now, but guys, they're still second place, and that's what shows you about Serie A. Anything to add about this game, buddy?
Could it be that they were looking too forward and they overlooked Spezia?
It's possible. Look, guys, if we said the same thing about Milan, Fiorentina before the Champions League, I'm not going to point fingers, right? So as a Milan fan, if I said, would you take a loss against Fiorentina to win the Champions League? Yes. Same thing for Inter. So I'm not gonna say too much. It's just to the people that just started trolling Inter. Empoli Udinese winning 1-0. Napoli Atalanta. This game I watched, Fabio, and I was a little disappointed. Not in the result, but more disappointed in the Atalanta. I really felt they haven't won three, four games. I really felt they were gonna take it to Napoli. I'm not saying that Atalanta would have won, but did you catch a bit of this game?
I saw a bit of the highlights. I mean, come on, man. Napoli's just rolling. They're star players. Again, they have the star players this year, and they don't just have one. They have two. And Cavecchiarelia, whatever his name is.
What was his name?
Cavecchiarelia, whatever. Vada Kadava.
Double K.
Double K.
Don't say triple K, because that's racist.
Full K. I mean, again, this is the breakout player this year. I think Osterman's probably going to win most goals in Serie A, but this kid
is Batman is definitely winning that one. So Napoli's on firing on cylinders.
They're just taking a little bit of a tumble right now, so it's nice to see.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde playing Bologna at home, and not Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde came out. 0-0, Bologna-Lazio. A good result for us. You know, then you had Torino beating Lecce. Fiorentina. All of a sudden, Fiorentina is winning games.
Cremonese, at least they know how to take care of the bottom teams here.
And there we go. Monza Veroni, Uncle Silvio tying up over there. And then Roma.
What a goal fest in this one.
Red card. Mourinho with the, you know, Serie A is locking me down. They're locking me down. But Sassuolo, what an entertaining game. Did you watch any of this one?
This one Roma's I saw the highlights too, but... Man, it's really Roma and Lazio. They have a chance to really get some points, and they just drop it in the best of times. But this was entertaining, pretty back and forth. Sassuolo got a quick lead early.
Yeah, it was 20 minutes. 3-1. Yeah, it was like a great game on that one. So all the results favored us, but we couldn't capitalize.
Nope.
Let's looking at these standings. You know, guys, let's be honest. Let's not even look at first spot. Inter 50, Lazio 49, 49, Milan 40. Are these the good ones? Yes, 48.
Yeah.
What a battle this will be. I don't think, guys, honestly, again, if they give back the 15 points to Juve, I think that will be a mistake. Because, again, I think they will give them back to them maybe next year, maybe some sort of compensation. But for you to bring back, if you made it this is the way I see it, buddy. If you made a decision in the middle of a season to take out 15 points from a team, it was more serious than we thought. And yeah. I do not see how
you can give it back.
Oh, let's give you back 15 and give you like,
we'll give you 9 or something, you know, like that's what everybody kept saying. They'll reduce it, but they never did. So leave it at the 15. Even Juve should be striving to make at least the 6th spot, because I think they're going to be able to overtake Atalanta pretty soon.
And again, I don't think that if Juve would have been 15 points up, they would have been playing the exact same games.
Yeah, you're right.
They were playing, because the ball is round, as we say. Guys, you know, before we get into bus tweets, and Jan only has 2 of them, again, I repeat, anybody in New York, I will be there with Fabio on April the 2nd, Milan-Napoli. I'm going to be drinking some American beers. It better be fucking good, Fabio. Presidente gave me a $5 allowance. That should be paying for maybe a spritzer, maybe a mineral water. What do you think? Guys, again, I repeat. No Milan coast-to-coast on Wednesday. We will do a local soccer show with CVP on Thursday. On Friday, guys, Friday, Fabio and Gio will be reacting to the Champions League draw. I guess we'll have a lot to talk about on next Monday's podcast. Saturday, 3:45, Milan Club, Montreal. We will be at Chicharro's as we always are. Hopefully, we don't have to talk about disappointment next week. Fabio, how about you, man? How's your week looking?
I just want to give a shout out. If you're going to be in Manhattan on 33rd Street, right across the street from the Empire State Building, it is Legends Bar. Downstairs is the Football Factory. Go see the club there, 3:45. It's going to be a great atmosphere. Franco and the boys are always in house. We got merch. We got so much stuff there. And it's just a great atmosphere. Even though we didn't win against Fiorentina, we had 2 different other clubs going crazy. There was a PSG game going on. They were banging drums. It's an environment.
I told Franco, PSG, I'm going to go talk to them in French. Bonjour, comment ça va? Like, I'm going to get rid of them.
Listen, you'll make some friends there if they're on at the same time. It's a great... Listen, nothing is better than Legends, the Football Factory there. Go check it out. So that's... Friday, a little bit of backstory. We don't know 100% what time we're going to be doing it, but at some point, me and Gio are going to jump on and give our reaction about
what happened. Friday, guys, just, you know what, Fabio, before we get into the busted tweets, mm-hmm. let Presidente did a good job on this one. And what do people need to do, Fabio? What do they need to do?
Listen, guys, do us a favor. Do us a solid. Hit the bell so you're notified anytime we have anything new. If you're not subscribed, subscribe to our channel because we have great Milan content and City A content all the time. Make sure you like the video and also follow us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Get us on there. Subscribe to Milan Weekly Podcast. It helps everything. Every Monday and Wednesday, we have Milan Weekly Podcast and Milan Coast to Coast up for you guys to listen to. And if you haven't checked it out already, make sure you do like a nice doobie and go listen to the new Milanismo Worldwide, baby. Vinny interviews a wonderful member of the Milan Club, Amsterdam Club, and it's just it's a great listen.
This podcast is not suitable for young children. Thank you, Fabio. And hopefully you got your hair slicked back when I see you one in a couple of weeks. Look at that. Jan only had a couple of busted tweets. And let's finish off with this one. Slide number uno. He only wins when the game is stacked in his favor. David Moyes could have won Serie A with Juventus. Won trampolines quarterfinals in a decade. Come on, look at him and look at the football the team plays. He's another fraud. Tom, at Tom Gunnar E4. David Moyes would not won a Serie A with Juventus because he fucking sucks. He just sucks.
Where's he coaching right now?
I don't even know. Guys, tell me in the comment. Where is he? You know what? Let me take this back. Let me take this back because I think David Moyes 5-6 years ago, as bad as he is, thank you, Milan Man 99. I think he would have won the Scudetto he would have, because everybody else fucking sucked. Fabio, what do you say to this one?
First of all, David Moore's going to get fired. I don't know if you heard. West Ham has a new manager. It's my man Nate the Great from Ted Lasso. All right? Listen, what are they talking about? This is another Premier Head loser who thinks just because he watches English Premier League that there's nothing else. The trumpet is going off now.
I'm sorry. David Moyes trompeta.
This one's pretty busted.
This is too busted because 5-6 years ago, I'm sorry guys, David Moyes would have won the Scudetto with Juventus because
that's
we
probably
sucked.
True. Yeah, Juventus. I mean, they had everybody's favorite guy that they have right now there winning Scudettos like nothing. So,
but you know what? I need you to bring out your inner Stevie P for the next one. Because okay. I saw it, you didn't see it, but the last in slide number two, Fagioli is the best talent we produced since Marchisio. At fino alla fine.
This is Juventino-isms. This is unbelievable.
Steve sent me so many messages on the game. It was just like... We forgot to talk about the Juventus game 4-2 that... oh my God, Juventus, you know, they were winning 2-0 and 2-2 and then they came back, whatever. But anyways, you're playing fucking Sampdoria, which is getting relegated. But
yes.
Fagioli, I'm sorry, guy, sucked a fucking shit. I watched that game. But he is the best talent we produced since Marchisio.
What happened?
And I respect Marchisio.
What happened to Fabio Moretti? I thought he was the one.
No, Moretti is the one. That's different. Fabio, get it right, please. Like, get your information straight. Fagioli is the best talent.
Oh, but so the Miretti, other one's just the one. He's the one. Best. Oh, okay. He's all the right. One. Well, you know, I don't know what the hell this guy's talking about. I'm still laughing at the fact that Juve decided to bring back Pogba, and it's what a waste of money it's been so far, and I think it will be. But this guy, again, this is just the Juventino. He loves everything with Juve. He's the best player. Look at this young guy. He's amazing. He's going to be the best ever. All right, relax. All right. I mean, I don't even think this guy is the best midfielder on his team right now.
Let me put it this way. And yes, the Juventus game, look, I wasn't expecting Sampdoria to win. They won.
No.
But Steve has told me privately, I'm going to divulge this in front of everybody. The only time he would eat penne lisce is pasta fagioli. I'm just saying. Penne lisce with a bit of fagioli on the side. But fino alla fine, honestly, because he's the only two that he gave us, I'm going to have to go with AJ.
I'm going to go with him on the sole purpose that he's wearing a mask in his profile picture. Why do you have a mask on? What are you
protecting himself from the anti-Juventinis?
Oh, my God. Yeah, no,
so Fagioli is the best talent for Bruce and Marchisio. Please don't disrespect Marchisio like that. I like Marchisio. I can't say anything bad about the guy. And, you know, he never trash talked anybody. He never turned his back on. He's a kind of a, like a Del Piero, even though Del Piero have a, I don't have a spot, soft spot for him. For the national team, he fucking sucked all the time. Don't give me no fucking 2006 bullshit, guys. Even Marchisio for the national team. Anyways, but yes, that's the busted tweet of the week. Fabio, talk to me, man. So other than on Friday, we will get the draw. Before we finish off, give me, no jokes aside, who do you want out of this group? Who do you want to face?
Ah, man.
I don't want you to answer me with your heart. I want you to answer me truly as a Milanista.
Right now, I would honestly say I hope Leipzig wins and we get them. That's who I want. And get Man City out of here.
Now you're talking with your heart.
No, well, that's not heart. That's the most realistic, I think, our best chance. I'm very scared of both Portuguese teams, but let's see if Inter can dispose of one of them. Honestly, I'd like to get Inter. If it's anybody, I know we don't want Italian teams immediately meeting, but I'd rather Inter. If we're going to get revenge on them for what they did to us just a few weeks ago and a few weeks prior to that, I mean, they embarrassed us in 2023. Let's get our revenge where it matters most in the Champions League. So Inter, take care of your business so then we can meet and make two wonderful nights in Milan under the Champions League nights, and we can do it. I mean, it would be perfect. Send Çalhanoğlu home crying. Let's go, baby. That's what I want. Listen, honestly, I don't give a shit who we get, because to win the Champions League, you have to beat good teams. So it doesn't matter who it is. If it's Bayern and we beat them, fucking miraculous as it might be, we still did it. Let's get to the final four and keep marching, because that's what we got to do, man. We got to get everybody up on the next level. We're too low.
I like what you're saying, and I will say one thing. I would like to get Bayern Munich or Real Madrid, and here's my reasoning why. I want the ownership to realize where we're at. I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to lose 6-0 a game. I think in the last 2 years, we've flown by the seat of our pants.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to play Bayern Munich or Real Madrid and show the team, here's what you need. I'm not saying I want to lose. Don't get me wrong. I wish we could pull off a miracle. I want us to play those teams to show ownership, not to spend $250 million on players. Here's where we're at, and here's where they're at. That's the only reason I want them. And you know what, guys? Quarterfinals, don't give me no fucking bullshit. Any of you said we're going to make the quarterfinals, none of you would have said that we made the quarterfinals. Okay? So we made them. We got that money. Put us against the top in the world. Here's what we're lacking, and here's what we need to improve, because we cannot go through another year, a summer transfer window. Let's hope for the best. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. I wouldn't, but I like what everybody's saying. Milan Man and Vince have said it too. Revenge on Chelsea. Chelsea's not. I mean, again, be careful what you wish for with a $400 million transfer window team. They can roll out their back 11 and still beat ours. So
that's why I want. I think I want it to be more of a, you know, an example. Like how we played against Chelsea. Yeah, we did. Against Chelsea, it was a bit of a sign that we were not up at the level, but Chelsea sucked the shit, right? But us playing a team like Bayern Munich, playing a team like Real Madrid, to show us like, hey, you know what? We lost both games 2-0. And this is why. And Maldini and Co. and ownership and company, you're not going to go through another year of let's hope for the best with the Vortexes and the Chows of the world. No offense to those guys. You want to move up? I get the project. I'm not asking you to spend $200 million on two players. I'm asking you to realize where we're at. And you know what my luck is going to be? We're going to face Real Madrid. We're going to beat them. And then it's going to be like, well, this fucking, this project. Look, we're good. We're good.
See, we don't need a right. We got Alexis Salamakis and Macias. We're good for a few years. Yeah, exactly it. What
guys,
we don't want.
I'll never turn my back on our beloved Milan. I hope for the best. Guys, so again, on Thursday, a local soccer show with Stevie P. No Coast to Coast on Wednesday. It will be on this Friday. A shout out to, again, Facebook Frank, happy birthday. To Presidente, I know you're a busy guy. Thank you for all the work that you've been doing. Milan Club New York, I will see you. And Fabio, we'll be at the bar. We're going to be at the bar. Thank God you're not driving, Fabio, because
we're I'll be on the
Patreon
train, baby,
company
worry.
Expenses. Mineral waters for everybody. Guys, honestly, thank you so very much for tuning in tonight. Subscribe on all platforms. And Fabio, have anything in the end to say to our viewers?
No, baby. You know how we got to peace out, Vinny. Let's say it.
Ovunque e sempre.
Forza Milan, baby!
Ciao, guys.
Italia!